again. Well, I can't remember touching it again until I got to Channel 4, and I did it as a special report, and we called it the Amityville Hoax.
Mm-hmm. How did that come about?
Well, that came about because we were looking for something to do in sweeps.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I hate to admit the way the industry was even there, but it was a good audience grabber.
Right.
So we had decided to go back and take a look at it after the Jay Anson book and all this stuff. I always had, because I was easing into the job of a Long Island bureau chief, a Long Island producer. I was uncomfortable. I had covered so many stories in Amityville. And so many people said, this has hurt our community so much. It's not true. It's just a shame that something can't be done to expose the fact that this has just hurt our community. It was a horrible tragedy. And I heard this unilaterally from people all around the village when I went to cover various stories there.
Mm.
And it kind of piqued my curiosity. And I said, yeah, you know what? I should really look into this and try to figure out if it was fact or fiction, if it was horror or hoax.
Right.
And I started looking into it, and somehow, I don't know whether it was a time that the Cromartys had announced a lawsuit or some kind of a suit against Anson or what it was, but to make a long story short, I hooked up with the Cromartys.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they weren't terribly thrilled with TV coming in and doing the whole thing, but I spoke to Barbara and Jim.
Mm-hmm.
They knew that I was local, that I was homegrown, that I was kind of a Long Island producer, that I was very interested in hearing their side of the story.
Right.
And they were furious at the time because not only was the house being vandalized, but every Halloween there were all kinds of problems. And it was their contention that Anson was in cahoots with Lutz, and that, you know, for that reason, they swore up and down that there wasn't a thing wrong with that house, that never had been anything wrong with it, and by all means, come over and see for yourself. So we kind of got more interested, and it built and built and built until I went in there with a camera crew. And again, the dates fail me now, but I could always find them.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a big special report for Channel 4 in New York, and we called it the Amityville Hoax. I was the investigator and the producer, and Tia Lindstrom, who I've yet to call, and I've got to find out if she might have the series.
Mm.
She was the reporter. She was the talent at the time. And I went in with a camera crew. It was a film camera crew in those days. I would suspect it was probably in like 79 or 80. Again, my dates fail me right now.
Okay.
But it was on film, and we kind of phased out of film by the late 70s, early 80s.
Right.
So is this making any sense, Rick?
Yes, it's making perfect sense.
You know, chronologically, I'm basically...
No, you're right. You're right. You're perfect.
Okay. And what I did was, I mean, I interviewed them up, down, sideways, and center.
Mm-hmm.
We shot inside, outside, up, down, you know, everything we could possibly think of for one day's shooting. I mean, we didn't want to take advantage. So we went in there. We did interviews. We shot the house. I kind of hung out for a while, and I've got a lot of very funny anecdotes that would unfortunately reflect very poorly on my crew at the time, but, you know, that's separate and aside, because,
right.
You know, they were cutting up, they kind of thought the whole thing was nothing more than a joke, and, you know, they were saying, you know, maybe if we stole some stuff out of here, like salt and pepper shakers and stuff like that, maybe they think it's the ghost, and we could probably go out and market the stuff, and I said, you can't do that, I'll kill you. So needless to say, that didn't happen, but, you know, my crew almost went into it tongue-in-cheek. I went into it a lot more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I really didn't have an opinion at that time.
Mm.
I didn't have an opinion much about anything at that time, other than to go in and try to report. We were really doing the story around their belief that it was a hoax.
Right.
That was what basically our report